नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
अस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीर सत्र न मुह्यति अस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीर तत्र न मुह्यति देहिनस्मिन् यथा देहि कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति देहिनस्मिन् यथा देहि कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतर प्राप्ति धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति। सो देहिन मीन्स द वन हू पजेसेस दिस बॉडी, दिस मीनिंग द देहिन। इट्स लाइक इन संस्कृत वर्ड गुणीन, गुणीन मीन वन हू हैज गॉट सम स्पेशल एट्रीब्यूट। See, he is understanding more than anyone else. Yes, yes. So, asmin deh. Now, you create disturbance. Yes. So, one prophet, one loss. You get a child and another child you cannot eat. This is karma kandya. This is the material world. As soon as you get some profit here, another side loss. As soon as you want to construct a big skyscraper, the other side digging earth. Otherwise, where do you get? You cannot create. The stones and bricks you cannot create. You have to dig from somewhere else and pile here. And that is advancement of civilization. To be engaged in digging and piling. This is called advancement of civilization. The rascals that do not think, why uselessly I am digging and piling? After all, Maya will kick me out. And there were no more digging and piles. But they are very much busy. They cannot come to hear Bhagavad Gita. They are very busy. This is called Maya. So, Dehina. Dehina means the possessor of the body. This simple thing, that there is a proprietor of this body, or possessor, if you don't, actually you are not proprietor. We are occupier, just like a rented house. The proprietor is different man. Now again another. Everyone is knows it. That if you rent a house, the proprietor is different man and the tenant is the occupier. That much. No proprietorship. So, I am the spirit soul, I am not a proprietor, I am simply occupier. The rascal materialists, they do not know that the proprietor is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is giving me a particular apartment according to my capacity of paying rent. This is my position. Otherwise, why everyone does not get first class body, king's body, or rich man's body? A child born, immediately he is rich man. So there is no arrangement. And another child born in the same moment is very poor man. Why? This is called karma kanda. This child is given a room, an apartment, according to his capacity of paying rent. And the other child is given another apartment, very luxurious apartment, according to his capacity of rent paying. This is called karma kanda. According to your karma or work, you get a body, either as a king's son, or a cobbler's son, or a dog's son, or a cat's son, or a tree's son, or a plant's son. This is nature. This is to understand. Krishna said in the last verse that don't think we did not exist in the past, we are existing at present, and we shall continue to exist in the future. Exactly like that, that we live in one apartment, then if I am able to pay more rent, I transfer to another apartment, or if I cannot pay the present rent, then I'll have to move to another less rented apartment. This is called, I existed in one apartment, now I am existing in one apartment, and I shall exist in another apartment. So I am eternal. I am simply changing my apartment address. This simple thing. Asmin dehe jatha, as kumara jovanam jara, in this life I am experiencing that I changed so many apartments. I was a child. That apartment I changed into boyhood, then again I changed that apartment into youthhood, then I am old man. So when this apartment will be vacated, I will have to accept another apartment. Where is the difficulty to understand? I must possess one apartment or body. The body is the apartment. Jasnatu buddhi kunapeti dhatu. It is just like this apartment, this room is made of brick, stone and cement. Similarly, this apartment is also made of this stone, brick or cement. What is this body? This body and this material, huge, gigantic, what is the difference? No difference. Just like here in the material, in your presence you see so many rocks. See, the bones are like rocks. And so many secretions within the abdomen, at least we know there is urine, there is water, just like there are sea water, ocean water. Similarly, if you examine scrutinously, the same thing as the whole material manifestation is made of, this body is also made of. There is no difference. Simply small quantity and big quantity. The ant's body is also made of the same ingredient. The elephant's body is also made of same ingredient. And this gigantic universe, so many planets, sun, moon and sky, that is also made of the same ingredient. It is only depends of big apartment and small apartment. That's all. But the the proprietor or the occupier of the apartment is different. That is to be understood. He is changing apartment. But that is also explained here. Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumarajo vanajara. This kaumarajo vanajara, we say, this is child's body, this is boy's body. So they are different apartments. And according to the apartment, one's intelligence or consciousness is developed according to the body. When the living being or the soul gets a, they will see a poor man living in a poor cottage or very unclean apartment, his mental is different. Another respectable gentleman, he is living in a very nice house, nice apartment, his mental is different. So according to the circumstances, the mental changes are there. But the poor man is also a human being and the rich man is also a human being. Similarly, these so many apartments are different types of body. 8,400,000 different types of body. The occupier, the living being or the soul is the same quality. But according to the apartment or body has occupied, he has developed different consciousness and mental. Is it clear or not? Where is the difficulty? These rascals do not believe in the transmigration of the soul. But where is the difficulty to understand transmigration of the soul? That is very clearly stated. And who is stating? Krishna, the supreme authority. You cannot say, I don't believe in the transmigration. You may believe or not believe, but this is the fact. This is the fact. What you are, you don't believe, so what is lost there or gained there? Even if you believe or not believe. Nature's work will go on. You rascal, you believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. Nature's work will go on. If you have done nicely to occupy a first-class apartment, then nature will give you a nice body. Therefore, I say repeatedly, I am saying again, that you Western people, Western boys, Western girls, all Western people, you are given very good chance by nature. Therefore, at once upon a time, the whole European people were dominating all over the world because they are very intelligent. So they have got good intelligence, good resources, good nice body, beautiful body, everything is very good. But don't spoil it, utilize it for understanding further good. Don't spoil it simply behaving like cats and dogs. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means that you are misled and simply bodily conscious of life. Therefore fight. German is fighting, Englishman is fighting, France is fighting. Why this fighting? If you know that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. Why I am falsely identifying myself with the land? I am a German because I am born in this land of Germany. That is also false. No land is Germany or France or England. Land is land. You have falsely named it. This is Germany. What is Germany? Say 200 years or 300, there is no Germany. That's America. There is no America. The land was there, but the name was not there. Say you have some Europeans, they have colonized, they have said it is America. Oh, it is. So this is all designation. actual, the fact is, the land belongs not to you, not to the German, not to the Englishman, not to the American, but it belongs to God. The land was created by God. So it is God's property. Where is the difficulty to understand? You did not create anything. You did not create even your own body. That proprietor is also Krishna. Because as soon as Krishna asks you, please vacate, you must vacate immediately. Can you remain in this body? The proprietor asks you to vacate somehow or other. You have to vacate. Or the proprietor does not repair it, then you voluntarily vacate. So this is not to be no more useful. This is law going on. And that is how nicely it is explained. Dehinasmin jathade kumaram jovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. As we have changed so many different types of body, even in this duration of life. Now, how this change is taking place, that you cannot imagine. Therefore, we say the same body. But actually, it is not the same body. The body is different. It is changing. And because the person, the soul is there, therefore, it is changing. And as soon as the person is not there, suppose in a child's body, a born baby, a dead body, it will not grow or it will not change. So long the soul is there, it will change. So Krishna said that we existed in the past. This is authoritative statement. So it is to be understood that I existed in the past in different body. As I existed, say 70 years before in a different body, I was jumping as a boy. Now I cannot jump, now I have to take this step. But this is a different body. So what is the difficulty to understand? If the same body had been, then I could jump like a boy. I remember that I jumped, but now it is not possible. I have to take help of three men. So it is a different body. Although imperceptibly it has changed, but the body is different. Body is different. So in this way, if we try to understand, dhira satya namayati, dhira, those who are intelligent, sober, they are called dhira, not disturbed mind, not rascals. Rascals cannot understand. Therefore, the very word is used, dhira. What is the meaning, dhira? Dhira, these sober, those who have got brain substance, not cow dung. They can understand. Therefore, one has to become intelligent, dhira. For spiritual understanding, we have to create the favorable circumstances. Favorable circumstances, that's like to create healthy body. You have to remain in such a way that you will not fall sick. Similarly, dhira means if you try to remain just like cats and dogs, then you remain as a cat or dog. But if you want to remain as a human being, then you must remain as perfect human being. Therefore, no illicit sex. The cats and dogs, they can have illicit sex. And if the human being also have the same process, then where is the difference between cats and dogs? Therefore, you have to be cautious, not to become cats and dogs, but to remain as human being. Then you'll be dhira, sober, not agitated. Therefore, this very word is used. It is not understood by the cats and dogs. If I say to the cats and dog that you are not this body, you are simply possessing this body, it is useless. Because he has got a certain body that he cannot understand even in his stratagem for 1,000 years. Because he has got a different body, cats and dogs body. But in the human form of body, there is possibility. That is the difference between cats and dogs body and human body. So, to become dhira means not to use these very important, very useful body, human body, to pass as cats and dogs. That is very dangerous. There is a great loss. Prahlad Maharaj instructed, durlabham manusam janma. We have to be very intelligent to understand that I have got this body, must be, after many births, that is the evolutionary theory, I can understand that this tree, that is also a living being, but it is standing there for thousands of years they are standing. So many Napoleon, so many Kaiser, so many Hitlers came and gone, but the tree is standing. There is a punishment, but that is also a living being. It is also growing. As your body is growing or changing, that body is also growing and changing. Unless you pour water on the root of the tree, no eating, then it will die. Similarly, if you don't eat, you will die. There is no difference. It is the simply different methods of living, that's all. The cats and dogs living in a certain method, the human being is living in a certain method, the trees are living in a certain method, the fish in the waters, they are living in the certain method, but the eating, sleeping, mating, defending is there. Is there. So according to the different bodies, they are living differently. So all living entities, as Krishna said, that they existed. So existed in a different body, now existing in a different body, this is called evolution or transmigration. This is the evolution. Evolution theory is there, not theory, fact. In the Padma Purana, it is not Darwin's invention. Asitis chaturanga chaiva jiva jatis. I clearly stated the evolution theory, evolution fact, is there are 8,400,000 different species of life, and the living entity passing, transmigrating from one another. Therefore, when one comes to this human form of body, Prahlad Maharaj says, durlabham manusam janma. It is very rare, this human form of body is very. Why it is so rare? Na arthadam adurvam. We shall die also. We shall give up this body, like the cats and dogs. But I can get a sublime knowledge in this body, the cats and dogs cannot get. That we should utilize this. So, to understand this importance of this body, is explained here that I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. I have been given a type of body by the material nature under the order of Krishna and God. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. These things are going on by the nature's law. The law is so perfect, just like I have given several times, that if you infect some disease, the nature's law is so perfect that you must suffer from that disease unless you take precautions. Everyone knows that any infectious disease, that is, you see in the because it is full of cheating, full of mistake, full of illusion, imperfectness, then how you can understand the thing or the person is beyond your perception. That is not possible. Achinta khaluti bhava natas tarkena jujaya. This is Vedic instruction. the things which are beyond our perception. Don't try to understand by this foolish argument and logic. Don't try to understand. Achinta khalu je bhava. Achinta means beyond your conception. Chinta means within your perception. And achinta means beyond your conception. Achinta khalu je bhava. Natas tarkena. You cannot understand by this rascal logic and philosophy. That is not possible. Then how it is to be understood? There are many places. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navavit Grayam Indriyai. These blunt senses, you cannot understand Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's activities, you cannot understand. Then I have got this, this is my imposition. How can I understand Krishna? That is said, the Sevan Mukhi Hi Jivha Go. When you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord. Now, this is also another peculiar thing. The two understand by the tongue, not by the mind. Tongue means we have got two businesses we perform with the tongue. One is tasting foodstuff and vibrating voice. So you use the tongue. Vibrating Hare Krishna Mahamantra and eat Krishna Prasada. But then you understand Krishna. You don't understand, but he reveals. And actually, that is happening. All over the world, these young boys and girls, because they are chanting Hare Krishna Mantra and because they are eating Krishna Prasada, now they are developing their Krishna consciousness. They are not Vedantists. They are not studies, all the Vedas, or how they are understanding. If they are not understanding Krishna, how they are sticking to this life? In this life, everything is forbidden. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, everything, no material life, finish. Why they are sticking? Unless they are understanding Krishna. This is the proof. The more you stick to this principle, Sevan Mukhi Jivhadu, engage your tongue in two business, chanting Hare Krishna and eat Krishna Prasad, your life will be perfect. Thank you very much. Any question? You first of all question on the topics we have finished. Of course, this is also parting. What is your question? Go on.
Well, you explained that there are three kinds of misery.
Three kinds of misery, yes.
Adi-atmik, adi-bodhik, and adi-devi. So adi-atmik is a misery also of the mind.
Yes.
How can I understand?
Well, in mind is sometimes not in order. That is adhyatmi. Suppose somebody comes to me and asks some question. I am not thinking very well. Later on I shall say. That means mind is not in order. You are hearing Bhagavad Gita, but your mind will be somewhere else. So this is mind's disease. Rejecting and accepting. There is mind's disease, there is bodily disease. That is called adhyatma.
Krishna says, according to your, as you said, learn to tolerate. Learn to endure, tolerate.
Tolerate.
Yes, please. And how can one be better equipped to tolerate these despairs and miseries of our human existence?
The more he understands that he is not body.
Ah, yes. to explain that.
The more he understands that I am not this body, then he can tolerate.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And if we become disturbed by the pains and pleasure of the body, then we shall forget our real business. Our real business is to get I am not this body. But this human body is a chance. I have to get out of this body. That is my real business. So if we are disturbed by this bodily pains and pleasure very much, then I forget my real business. Therefore, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, tarorapi sahishnuna. Dinadupi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Tinadupi sunichena. That's like grass. Everyone is trampling over the grass. The grass does not protest. Therefore, humbler than the grass. And tolerant than the tree. In this way, we shall have to keep our position in this material world and advance in spiritual consciousness. If we become disturbed, then we cannot make progress. Suppose we are prohibiting so many things, especially in the Western world. This is very painful. But you have to tolerate. If you want to get out of this body, you have to tolerate. Actually, it is not painful. If you are in Krishna consciousness, then it is not difficult. It is very easy. It is not very easy. So, any other question?
How does one develop his desire then to get out of this body?
No desire. No material desire. Simply think of how to push on this movement. That desire. No other desire. Annavilashita-sunnam. No material desire. Sunnam. Make zero. All material desire. Simply desire, how shall I push on? How shall I serve Krishna? How shall I decorate this? Therefore, you have given so many engagements. To divert the desire. Desire cannot be stopped. That is not possible. Those foolish persons become desireless. That is not possible. Desireless means I am dead. No. Purified desire. Purified desire. You have got the desire for driving motor car. Just drive motor car for preaching Krishna consciousness. You see? This is the change, the quality of the desire. Desire cannot be stopped. That is not possible. I want to eat very nice food stuff, all right. Eat food, remnants of food stuff. We offer Krishna the best food. That is the regulative principle. Krishna should be offered the best food stuff. And you take the remnants. Krishna is not so hungry that he is taking, but he is leaving also. That is Krishna's eating. Krishna says that patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. Anyone who is offering me this foodstuff made of patram puspam, vegetable and food grains and milk and this, he never says, give me meat or egg. No, he never says. He says, patram puspam phalam toyam. This foodstuff we can prepare nicely in so many ways. And Krishna says, if somebody offers me with faith and love, I eat it. Now the question is, you see that whatever I offer, these things are there, how Krishna has eaten. Therefore, his eating process is different. But he has eaten. That you have to learn from the Shastra. That purnasya purnamadaya purnameva visishyate. He is not hungry, still he can eat the whole world. But still the world remains as it is. That will require some brain to understand. Krishna eats. Krishna eats and again keeps the whole thing as it is for your eating. So you are not loser. If you offer to Krishna, Krishna will eat and he will again get you the foodstuff for eating. That is his fullness. So therefore, you prepare very, very nice foodstuff and offer to Krishna and take it, then your desire for eating nice foodstuff will be automatically fulfilled. And at the same time, you become devotee Krishna. Why don't you do this? Anyone can do, either in this temple or at home. But they will not worship Krishna. They will worship a dog. Instead of God keeping dog and taking all care. This is the mentality. Then next life he becomes a dog. Because he has got good faith and love for dog, then he becomes dog. And if you have got good faith and love for Krishna, you become a body like Krishna. Unless you have got the same type of body, how you can play with Krishna, dance with Krishna? Therefore, when Krishna says, Takta Dihang Punarjanmanaiti Mamit, if you become a perfect devotee of Krishna, then after giving up this body, you get a body like Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. And live eternally, blissful, life of knowledge. That should be the aim of life. All right, chant Hare Krishna.